Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion.
To be at the studio at 5 o'clock. Is she ready?
Aye, I just have to fill the hot water jug.
Did Mother say what time she'd be home?
Oh, you know your mother. When she goes shopping, she loses all sense of time.
Here, give me the tray. I'll take it in.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot the scones.
Well, Daddy can get started on these. Oh, I hope my scones aren't.
Oh, no, they're beautiful. Is that the milkman?
Yes.
Just a minute. Oh, Mrs. Lyon.
Not so loud. Where's my husband?
In the living room.
I want you to hide these hat boxes.
Not 5 more hats.
I know. I can't help it. Every time I see a hat, it goes to my head.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have one for the road.
So will you put them in the cupboard on the top floor?
Very well, but I don't know what your husband's going to say when he finds all those dresses and hats up there.
Oh, Aggie, he'd never look. He's always saying, B.B., you've got nothing upstairs.
Even so, he's bound to find out about the money you spent when his bank statement comes in.
Well, let's worry about that when it happens, huh?
Then you'd better start worrying. Today's the last day of the quarter.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, aye, it is. Your only chance is to hide the bank statement as soon as it arrives.
Oh, but suppose he sees it first, he'll blow my top.
Now, Mrs. Lyon, where's your courage? Was St. George afraid when he met the dragon?
Oh, don't be silly. A dragon is a prehistoric monster. My husband's a... Just call me St. George.
Oh, that's better. There's nothing like a joke to keep your spirits up.
Well, before mine go down again, I'd better go in there.
Aye. Here, take these hot scones with you. They might warm up his heart.
Thanks. Oh, Aggie.
Now, don't forget St. George and the dragon.
I'll try. Courage, baby.
Oh, Barbara, here's some nice hot scones for your father.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I'll take them.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Hello, dragon. I mean, darling.
Oh, come and sit down, honey.
Mother, here's a cup of tea for you.
Oh, thank you, dear. Tell me, how's the most handsome, wonderful man in the whole world?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
He's cute, isn't he?
Want another cup of tea, Daddy?
I certainly do.
Oh, Barbara, let me pour it for him. There's nothing I like better than doing things for your sweet, generous father.
Phoebe, have you bought something I don't know about?
Of course not, dear. Would you like some sugar with your bank statement? I mean your tea.
Now, look, what's wrong with you?
Oh, hi, family.
Oh, hello, son.
Hello, Richard, dear.
Hey, you're home early today.
Well, I took my lunch hour and sold 2 insurance policies.
Oh.
Well, good for you.
Barbara, would you like to pour a cup of tea for a hard-working man?
I'd be glad to. Bring him in.
Oh, you witty one. Hey, Pop, want to go bowling after tea?
Oh, sorry, I can't, son. I have to be at the studio by 5 o'clock. We're making a test of a young unknown for our new TV series.
Gosh, that's the 4th audition this week, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I only hope she turns out to be half as good as her agent claims she is.
Hey, Pop, I almost forgot. The postman gave me this letter for you.
Oh, Richard, there's no time to bother your father with mail. I'll take care of it later.
But it's from the bank.
I'd leave your father alone, dear.
But it might be important. It's marked private and confidential.
Well, then no one should open it.
Now, don't talk silly. I'm really looking forward to this bank statement. We've spent very little this month. Open it, will you, Richard?
I wonder if you can sue your own husband for assault and battery.
Ma, what's the matter? You look pale.
I do? Well, maybe I need some fresh air. Yes, that's it. I think I'll take a little walk.
A walk where?
To South America.
Huh?
Yes, I've always wanted to see Brazil. That's where the nuts come from.
Honey, don't tell me you're homesick.
Dad, that wasn't nice.
Oh, I was only kidding. Here, Richard, hand me that bank statement. Now, look, will you all please be quiet a minute? I want to read this. Oh, no!
Pop, what is it?
What silly nincompoop has been spending all my money?
Goodbye, Dan. I'll send you Brazil nuts.
You come back here. You've got a lot of explaining to do.
Now, Daddy, calm down. Why do you have to get so upset?
I'll tell you why. Because according to this bank statement, over £100 has been spent by a certain irresponsible, lame-brained nitwit.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. What did you spend it on, Pop?
I'm talking about your mother. BB, what happened to all that money?
Daddy, you have to be at the studio at 5 o'clock.
Never mind that. Holy smoke, it's 5:10.
Oh, then you better hurry, dear.
And you'd better have an explanation ready when I get home.
Of course, I'll think one up. I'll think about it.
You're darn right you'll think about it. I'll talk to you before dinner.
Mother, what are you going to do?
I wonder if they'd take women in the Foreign Legion.
Aggie, shall I make the gravy?
No, thank you, Mrs. Lyon. I'm doing it now.
Hi, Aggie.
Has Daddy come home yet?
No, Miss Barbara. He's still at the studio.
Mother, don't forget he's giving you the third degree tonight, so you better have something special for dinner.
Look, Barbara, I have no intention of kowtowing to your father just because he's angry with me. He'll get what we're cooking and like it. Is that understood?
Understood.
Good. Aggie, you better get the caviar ready. And I'll get the wine jelly for the pheasant.
It looks as if Daddy's really going to rough it. Pheasant, huh?
Did somebody call me?
I said pheasant, not peasant.
Boy, what food! We're really living it up.
Did you telephone your father's office and ask what time he'd be home?
Yes, his secretary said he was on his way.
Oh, Richard, will you pour out a glass of sherry to your father?
And put his best cigars on the table. Mm.
Okay, will do.
My goodness, Aggie, I forgot to make the turtle soup. Will you hand me that iron pot on the top shelf?
I will.
Oh, Mother, want me to make the salad dressing?
Yes, please.
Oh, I've got the pot, Mrs. Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I'm terribly sorry. The pot slipped out of my hand.
Mother, are you all right?
She's still dazed. The pot fell right in her head.
Thank goodness it landed on a soft spot.
What?
She had her hair up. It softened the blow. Mother, are you feeling better now?
What?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Hello, young lady. Who are you?
You mean you don't know me?
Oh, how could I? I've never seen you before.
Miss Barbara, she's lost her memory. Oh, this is terrible. It's all my fault.
I don't believe I've met that Irish lady either. What's your name, madam?
Oh, Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Lyon?
No, that's your name.
Oh, don't be silly. My name's, funny. I can't remember it. Oh,
darling, just rest.
Just rest? No, that's not it.
I don't worry about it. Your head got hit with that nasty old cooking pot. There's a big lump on it.
That's funny. There's a lump on my head, too.
Well, I got the cigars out and poured the sherry. Anything else you want me to do?
Well, what a nice young man. Do you live here?
Huh?
Come now, don't be shy. Are you a relative of this young lady?
Well, yes, I'm her, mom.
Oh, but you can't be. You're a boy.
Gosh, no. Barbara, what's the matter with her?
She has amnesia.
Oh, good. I was afraid she'd lost her memory. Amnesia?
Oh. Hello, Skeeter, my boy. Hello.
Who's that? It's Mr. Lyon. What a funny name for a dog.
Well, what are you all doing in the kitchen?
Boy, are we glad to see you.
Well, isn't someone going to introduce me to this gentleman?
Huh?
Don't you even recognize him?
No, I don't.
Come on, try to remember. This is Daddy.
Oh, so this is my father.
Now, suppose you stop the jokes and start talking about our bank account. You've got a few questions to answer, remember?
Mr. Lyon, she can't remember anything. She's had a nasty bang in the head. See the big lump?
Oh, sweetheart, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, Daddy.
I'm not your daddy.
But this young lady said you were.
Let's take her in the living room and make her comfortable.
All right, dear. Richard, go next door and get Dr. Harrison.
I will, Pop.
Now, come on, BB. We're going in the living room. BB? BB, why don't you answer me?
Maybe she didn't hear you. Oh, BB!
Never mind. I'm afraid she won't hear you either.
You mean BB's gone?
Yes, completely.
Would you like another cushion behind your back, darling?
No, thank you, young lady.
Oh, Pop, Doc Harrison is out on a call. I left word for him to come over the minute he gets back.
Good, he'll know what to do.
Is someone ill, young man?
I wish you'd call me Richard.
All right, Richard. Now, let's see, I think I've got all of your names straightened out. You're Richard, you're Barbara, and this old gentleman is Mr. Lyon.
I think I'll go and get my wheelchair.
Come on, boy. There's room for you on the sofa, too.
Well, who's a cute little fellow with the floppy ears?
That's Richard.
She's talking about the dog, and you know it. His name's Skeeter, Ma.
Hello, Skeeter, Ma.
Daddy, I wish we could get her to rest.
So do I. I'll see if I can make her go to sleep.
I'll put the dinner back half an hour. Well,
thanks, Aggie.
So your name's Aggie.
Aye, it is.
Why don't you lie back and close those pretty eyes of yours?
Well, that's very sweet of you. And I want to thank all of you for being so nice. You've treated me like one of the family.
Oh, poor Mrs. Lyon. This is all my fault.
Oh, now, Aggie, you mustn't blame yourself.
But I do. I feel terrible about your wife.
Well, it couldn't be helped. It was an accident.
Oh, how sad. Are you a widower, Mr. Lyon?
I'm beginning to feel like one.
Aggie, maybe some warm milk will help.
Aye. Oh, your poor, poor mother.
Your mother must have been a wonderful woman.
Look, why don't you take a little nap?
Oh, I don't feel a bit sleepy. Besides, I'm keeping you all from dinner.
Well, we're not having dinner without you.
Well, thank you for asking me. In that case, I'd better freshen up a little. Can anyone tell me where I can wash my hands?
What?
Huh? What? Oh, here, there's a little powder room right over here.
Well, I'm sorry to be such a nuisance.
Oh, not at all. There's powder lipstick on the table.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Pop, what are we going to do? Isn't there any way of bringing her memory back?
I don't know. It's like talking to a stranger. No matter what I say, she just smiles.
Maybe it needs a more personal approach. Daddy, why don't you put your arms around her and give her a big kiss?
Yes. That should wipe the smile off her face.
What was that?
I mean, it might make her realize who you are.
Well, it's worth a try.
Well, all right.
Well, that lipstick in there is exactly the same color as mine.
Well, it should be.
You have a lovely living room, Mr. Lyon.
Honey, it's your living room. The whole house is yours.
Well, that's very generous of you, but I couldn't possibly accept it.
Well, perhaps you'll accept a little kiss.
I thought there was a string attached to it. Now, please, take your hands off of me.
Oh, sweetheart.
I said take your hands off of me. I don't accept kisses from strange men.
But I'm not a man. I'm your husband.
Mr. Lyon, I think this joke has gone far enough.
Darling, please, I appeal to you as a wife.
You don't even appeal to me as a husband.
Well, I'm sorry it didn't work, Daddy.
So am I.
But at least we tried.
You're very nice children, but I couldn't possibly marry your father. We have nothing in common.
Well, this is a fine time to find out.
Now, I really must be running along. Thank you again for a lovely evening.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going home, of course. I live just over on the... Oh, dear. I've forgotten where I live.
Richard, go over and see if Doc Harrison's back.
Okay, will do, Pop.
I'll get it.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, Doc, am I glad to see you. Come in, please.
I got here as soon as I could. What's wrong with Bebe?
Oh, it's nothing physical, Doc.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, she's treated me like a stranger ever since it happened, poor darling. I wish I hadn't been so angry with her this afternoon.
Ben, will you please tell me what happened?
She got a terrific bang on the head.
Well, no matter how angry you were, you shouldn't have hit her.
Don't be ridiculous. There was an accident in the kitchen.
Oh.
One of those heavy pots fell on her head. Since then, she hasn't recognized any of us.
Ah, that sometimes happens. Where is she?
In the den.
Well, I go right in and see her. Now, you wait here, Ben. Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Well, now, and what have we been up to,
I beg your pardon.
I hear you got a nasty crack on the cranium.
Are you a friend of the people who live here?
I'd like to think I am. Now, I'm going to hold my finger up in the air. Can you see my forefinger?
No, I can only see one.
Well, that's fine. Now, just follow it with your eyes as I move it. Right, left, left, right, up, right, left.
You know the one where you pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time?
No, we'll try that some other time. Now, open your eyes wide. Try not to blink.
What's the matter with you?
Yes, your pupils are fine. I'm very happy about that.
Well, it doesn't take much to make you happy.
Now, just be patient. This won't take long. Then I'll go and see Ben.
Ben? Oh, you mean Mr. Lyon. Oh, he's such a nice man, isn't he?
But you talk as if you didn't know him very well.
Well, I don't. I just met him today.
Oh, now think. Are you sure you don't know him?
Positive. If I ever saw a face like that, I'd never forget it.
You wouldn't, eh?
No, he's so handsome.
Well, now try and concentrate. Remember Ben. Isn't he the tiniest bit familiar?
Yes, sometimes.
All right. Now, sit back and relax. Have you had any headaches?
No, have you?
I think I'll have one before I leave. I'm just going to lift the hair off your ear. There now.
Why are you holding that match up to my ear?
To see if the draft coming through from your other ear will blow it out.
Now, wait a minute. What's the matter with you?
Your ears are fine. Now, excuse me a moment while I get my instruments out of my bag.
What are you doing with that little hammer?
I'm just going to test your reflexes. Now, sit down on the sofa again.
Well, aren't you going to sit down, too?
No, I'm going to stand here in front of you and tap your knee.
Oh, no, you don't. You naughty, naughty man.
My dear woman, I'm only trying to help you. You have acute amnesia.
Never mind how cute my knees are. No. You keep away from me.
Now. Just two little taps with a hammer like...
Oh!
Splendid! Your reflexes are excellent. You can lie back now. Rest and try to remember.
Oh, I just remembered something.
Good. What is it?
I just remembered to tell you I sat on your eyeglasses.
Oh. That's great. Well, lucky thing I've got another pair.
Oh, Doc.
Coming, Ben. Now be a good girl and get some rest. Well, I examined the patient.
How is she, Doc?
I say she has very slight concussion.
Oh, thank goodness. It's only slight, huh?
You mean concussion can make her lose her memory?
Oh, yes, indeed. Your mother has retrograde amnesia.
Well, how soon will she get her memory back?
That's hard to tell. It might be a week, a month. Or it may take a year.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, I didn't say it would. I said it could.
What's the average, Doc?
There isn't. Now, take the last case I had. 20 times worse than your mother's. A man hit his head in a steel girder and lost his memory. 2 years later, he was sitting in a garden when a flower pot fell off a windowsill, hit him on the head, and his memory returned.
So what was in the flower pot? Forget-me-nots?
Richard, this is no joking matter.
Well, I was just trying to cheer us all up.
Well, that's the spirit. A cheerful atmosphere will do your mother a world of good. And Ben...
Yes?
See that she gets plenty of rest and don't give her anything to worry about.
We won't.
And I'll drop in tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you, Doc, so much.
Good night to you all.
Good night, Doc.
Good night.
Daddy, in view of what Dr. Harrison said, I think Mother ought to go to bed.
You're right. Come on, kids.
Oh, BB. BB, honey.
Oh, BB. There's a man calling you.
Morning, Richard.
Hello, Aggie.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mother.
Oh, she wouldn't go to bed last night.
You mean she hasn't had any sleep?
Oh, yes. She slept on the sofa in the den all night.
Is her memory any better?
If you ask me, it won't be better for a long time. Well, I'll away to the kitchen and make her some hot milk.
Richard, suppose Aggie's right. Even Doc Harrison said it might be years before Mother's memory returned.
Yes. You know, it was very interesting what he said about that patient of his. Imagine a little flower pot hitting a man on the head and bringing his memory back.
Richard, you aren't thinking of Mother.
I don't mean a hard bump. Just a little tap.
You mean you'd hit your own mother?
Of course not. I'd get somebody to do it for me.
What?
Well, I mean something. All it needs is a big book balanced over that door to the den. Then we call her in, the book goes bang, and welcome back, Ma. Now, hand me that big encyclopedia.
Richard, we want to bring Mother back into this world, not send her to the next. Here, take this dictionary.
Okay, now I'll open the door a little bit and balance it on top.
All right.
Oh, there we are. Now we're all set. Barbara, you can call her now.
Oh, no, you call her.
Gosh, I've got to do everything. All right, here goes. Oh, Ma?
Oh, Richard, don't disturb.
Oh. Daddy, Daddy, are you all right?
Oh, gosh, Pop, I'm sorry. I rigged it for Ma.
Oh.
Pop, speak to me.
Oh. Hello, young man.
Who are you?
Daddy, it's us.
Us who?
Richard, now see what you've done. Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, gosh. First Ma, now Pop. Barbara, I guess this makes us orphans.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, is it all right if I take this glass of hot milk into your wife? Mr. Lyon, why don't you answer me?
Maybe he didn't hear you. Oh, Mr. Lyon.
Mr. Lyon, somebody's calling you.
Who's that charming lady standing in the doorway?
Oh, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, no, she can't be a man.
Daddy,
it's Mother.
Huh? Barbara, I'd better get Dr. Harrison again.
Oh, well, that won't be necessary, son.
You mean you were kidding us all the time?
Yes, maybe that'll teach you and Barbara not to play any more stupid tricks on me.
Oh, you scared the life out of us.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, that was a mean thing to do to your own family.
Mm. You're right. If his wife was alive, she'd turn in her grave.
You'd better drink this milk before it goes cold.
I'm not thirsty.
But it'll do you good. It's milk of amnesia.
All right, then. Thank you, Aggie.
Not at all. Oh, Mr. Lyon, I need some money for the housekeeping.
Well, I gave it to my wife 2 days ago. What does she do with it?
Now, there you go, nagging about money again. You know it's not good for me.
Now, look, I... Wait a minute. What did you say about money?
How do I know what I'm saying? I've got amnesia.
Now, just a moment.
Aggie, this milk is cold. Do you mind if I go in and warm it up?
Of course not. I'll show you where the kitchen is.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mr. Lyon.
What was all that about?
I'll tell you what it was about. Your mother's been pretending to have amnesia.
Well, why would she do a thing like that?
So she wouldn't have to explain what she did with all that money.
Oh, come now, Pop. No one could fool us with an act like that.
I just fooled you, didn't I?
Well, yes, but...
I'm positive Mother wouldn't do a thing like that.
Barbara, only fools are positive.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, how can you prove it?
I think I know how. Mary Carter, the girl I auditioned today, got the part.
Well, good for her, but what's that got to do with Mother?
Well, I'm going to ask her to drop by the house this evening. And if your mother's pretending, which I'm darn sure she is, I'm going to make her so jealous she's bound to give herself away.
Daddy, are you sure it'll work?
Of course. I'll tell Mary to act as if she thinks I'm the most handsome, most irresistible man in the world.
She'll have to be a great actress.
What was that?
I mean to convince Mother.
Yes, but I'm sure she can do it. Well, I'd better go over to the studio. If I hurry, I can catch her before she leaves. Oh, Aggie.
Yes, Mr. Lyon?
Look, I have to go to the studio. You better not wait dinner for me.
Oh, very well. Oh, are you having lunch and dinner out?
Yes, you don't mind, do you?
Well, why should I mind, Mr. Lyon?
Of course not. How stupid of me. Well, goodbye, sweetheart.
Mrs. Lyon, I think he's getting suspicious.
Yeah, after what I heard through the keyhole, I'm darn sure he is. Mary Carter, eh? Imagine him pulling that old jealousy gag on me.
Well, I think he's getting anxious. How much longer are you going to pretend you've lost your memory
until I've cured him of nagging me about money?
Oh, hello, son. Where's everybody?
Ma's upstairs with Barbara, and Aggie's in the kitchen.
Fine. Come on in, Miss Carter. The coast is clear.
Oh, good.
Miss Carter... I'm the handsome one of the family.
Well, hello.
Oh, sorry. This is my son, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hello. Here, let me have your coat.
Thank you.
Richard, you'd better make yourself scarce. I'm setting a little trap for your mother.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you've got some wonderful bait.
Richard, leave the room.
Oh, sure, yes. Well, I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Now then, Miss Carter, I'm really very grateful to you for helping me out like this.
Oh, please. I'm the one who should be grateful.
Look, my wife's coming. Get ready for our big scene.
Your wife? But she called you Mr. Lyon.
She'll call me something else when she sees your arms around me.
Oh, there you are.
I love you, Ben. I always have.
And I love you, Mary.
I didn't know you had company.
Mary, my darling, if you only knew how I miss you when you're away. I pretend to Bibi that I'm happy.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, did you have any dinner?
But deep down inside, there's such an empty, hollow feeling.
Then you should have eaten something.
Ben, I feel so sorry for your wife.
So do I, but we can't fight this great love of ours.
Mr. Lyon, you must take care of your tummy.
It's bigger than both of us.
It's bigger than the three of us. But you ought to take care of it. Mr. Lyon, I'm talking to you.
Baby, I didn't hear you come in.
Ben, darling, now that she's here, you may as well tell her.
Very well. Honey, you're going to hate me for this, but there was nothing I could do about it. It just happened. We were reading the script together when Mary's hair brushed my cheek. Suddenly she kissed me, and before I knew it, I was kissing her back.
Wouldn't it have been easier to kiss her lips?
How
How brave you are to make jokes when your heart must be breaking.
Bibi, try to forgive me. I'm just a weak man.
Well, that's because you haven't had any of your dinner. I'll get you a sandwich.
Wait a minute. Can't you understand? He loves me.
All right. I'll get you a sandwich, too.
She really has amnesia.
Daddy, I told you Mother wasn't bluffing.
I realize that now.
I'm sorry I wasn't of more help.
It wasn't your fault, Miss Carter.
No, it certainly wasn't. You gave a very good performance.
I'm afraid it wasn't a performance. I've been in love with your father for a long time.
What?
You have?
You may as well know the truth. I think he's the most attractive man I've ever met.
Miss Carter, you mustn't say that.
But it's true.
I know, but you mustn't say it.
I'm sorry, Ben. I can't help it. I'm in love with you.
Well, this is awful. I had no idea you felt this way about me.
I intended to tell your wife, but what good would it have done?
Yes, maybe it's all for the best that Bibi has lost her memory.
Well, just for your information, I haven't lost my memory.
Mother!
And Miss Carter, in case you don't know your way out, that's the front door.
Mrs. Lyons, just a moment.
Don't you talk to me, you hussy. You should be ashamed running after a man who's old enough to be my father.
Ma, you're a panic.
Yes, we really caught you that time, honey.
Why, yes. We knew you'd overhear everything we said.
You mean you tricked me?
Of course. Why do you think we stood so close to the kitchen door?
Oh, I think that's awful. Imagine trying to put something over on me when I was trying to put something over on you.
Mother, I'm afraid you asked for it.
I know. I'm sorry for all the trouble I caused you. Am I forgiven?
Of course you are.
I promise never to lose my memory again.
Good girl. And now that we're all back to normal, Bibi, I have a few questions to ask about that money you spent. Bibi. Bibi.
Oh, Bibi.
That was Life with the Lions with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also, this recording.